Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, next interview is going to be brought to you by the one and only Advantage BMW Midtown. Get down to Advantage BMW Midtown. My friends down there, Justin, Steven, they got you covered. Sales, service, finance. It can be done so easy. You get in the sedan, 3, 5, 7 series. Maybe you want to get in an X5. Advantage BMW Midtown. Now, tonight I'm going to air this interview from Danny Pereira of Austin FC. He played at Virginia Tech. But he's a rookie, and he's come in, and he's had some very, very good moments. I thought this was interesting because it parallels the goal-scoring problems Austin FC has with the Houston Dynamo. Here's Danny Pereira of Austin FC. Danny, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Hey, guys. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, very much appreciated. Danny, so a couple of things I want to do with you this segment. I want to just talk a little bit about your history and your growth in the game, and then we'll get into Austin FC and some of the things that are going on there. Let's just start with Virginia Tech and how important it was, the college game for you and in shaping where you are now.
Well, I only played high school soccer, so I didn't really have a base of, like, growing. The club I played for wasn't the best, but it got me to Tech, and then at Tech it was just a top level. You know, ACC is the best conference for soccer. The program as well taught me a lot, like be responsible and just discipline. And I think I brought that to Austin FC, and I keep building that up every day.
How about the confidence that Josh Wolf has given you in this first year? I mean, you have played a good number of minutes. It's a lot of confidence that he's given you to play around players like Alex Ring and Tomas Pochettino.
Yeah, he told me when I first talked to him, he told me that no matter how old you are, if you're the best in training, the best, if you're giving 100%, no matter how old you are, you're going to play for me. And I think that's all I needed to hear. I just needed confidence from him and my teammates. And he has big expectations for me, you know, so I know that, and I just try to give my best to him all the time, and he sees it. So, yeah.
Danny, how competitive is it every day in training, day in and day out?
It's real competitive, you know. This is not college soccer. This is a job. Every guy on the team plays for a living. Plays for a spot in the 11. And, yeah, I mean, every training and stuff, there's no easy day here, which I love. I love the competitiveness, and I love how close the team is. You know, even though only 11 can start, we're all one big family, and we know that.
How have your training habits maybe changed from the college game to now? And it's happened really quick. I mean, I think when people saw you drafted as high as you went, people knew that you were going to go high. But people that watched you in college knew that you were one of these college players that you're kind of like, okay, yeah, he's going to make the adjustment to MLS quite fine. How have your training habits maybe changed since you've gotten to the MLS level in Austin FC?
Well, they're a lot tougher, you know, in your body. College soccer is only like 4 months long, 3 months. Here is all year round and pretty much, and it's just a lot harder. But it's an adjustment that I've been working on it, and I'm still going to work on it for, like, the next couple of years. It's been tough, but it's just I love soccer, so it's just not clean.
Danny, take us into maybe some of the specifics. I mean, how much is about the changing of your diet now, the monitoring of the medical staff? I mean, you're probably experiencing things you never got in the college game. Take us there, because have you changed any of your habits now to adjust to MLS?
Yeah, in college I didn't eat how an athlete's supposed to. My diet was pretty bad. But here, if you don't take care of your body, you're not going to last. So I realized that like a month ago, since I've gotten hurt twice. And that's why they tell me, you know, you got to take care of your body. Training is all year long pretty much, and if you want to last, you gotta take care of your body, and that's what I've been trying to do. I started to eat vegetables like 3 months ago. fruits. But yeah, it's a big change, but it's a change that it's the best for me. Just tries to help me. So,
Danny Pereira joining us. Played his college soccer at Virginia Tech. Outstanding draft choice by Austin FC. Already in year one, getting a lot of minutes here. He started 8 games, appeared in 12. He has fought through some injuries as well. He's got a 93% pass possession stat, which is pretty confident. Now, I noticed in the last game against RSL, you didn't seem to come out of midfield as much with the ball at your feet. And I always love that thread about you, that you're capable of picking a ball up and running at people and breaking somebody down off the dribble and then drawing somebody to you. Was there a reason for that?
There was a couple of reasons. One was I had a guy in my back all the time who didn't really let me turn. I dribbled him a couple of times, but then I would find another guy, so I had to get rid of the ball. Now I would lose it. And also the game plan was to hit diagonals from midfield to our wingers, so mm-hmm. or our fullbacks, and that was just – every game is different, so I'll say that.
Yeah, are you asked to do things a lot differently than in college? In other words, specifics like that. You know, maybe one game Josh Wolf says, look, I want you to sit deeper and I want you to, you know, look to be more positive about hitting progressive balls at angles. Does it change a lot, I guess, is what I'm saying? Because I think in college it's basically Danny Pereira's going to go out there and he's going to make things happen. Now at the pro level, you may get more specifics potentially.
Yeah, college was my coach in college gave me the keys to do whatever I wanted, which I love, but this is process is different level. You know, it's more tactical, more possession, more. It has a structure, you know. So it's something I realized so quick that it caught my eye so quick that I was like, sheesh, this is crazy. You just got to play your role and believe in your teammates that they're going to do their role. So it's been good. Josh has the confidence on me, and he tells me every day. Yeah, it's just a lot different.
Danny Pereira joining us here, Austin FC midfielder, year one of Major League Soccer, has shown some wonderful glimpses of wonderful future potential here. All right, let's get into the current situation with the team now. It has been a struggle. It's been a struggle to score goals. Where are you guys morale-wise, and where are you guys mentally as a team?
I'll say it's expected for an expansion team. You know, we never play with each other. I know we have 6 months together, 7 months. It's frustrating, you know, like what team doesn't like not scoring. Like we want to score. That's what we want to do. We want to win games. And it's frustrating that we don't get the goals. We get a lot of opportunities, but we don't have that final step to make it happen. But you see in games that once we get the first one, we get the second one, we get the third. So it's always the first crack, the first goal that kills us. So we're working, you know. We know the fans might be frustrated. We're all frustrated, but we just got to keep working. We can't let our heads down. We just got to support each other and keep working.
You guys are, I mean, I've said this over and over. You guys are a wonderful team to watch move the ball. You are a very good possession team. You're one of the best possession teams in the league. You're talking about that final execution. What do you think it is? Is it movement? Is it mobility? Is it execution? I mean, is it confidence? It's always hard to finger these things, and we don't want to be over analytical about it. But it is no fun scoring goals. And at the end of the day, that's what this game is about. And you're not the only team, by the way, that's struggling to score goals. There's one that's very close to you down the road in Houston. So you're not the only team struggling to score goals. But what do you think it really is if you put your finger on it as someone who's really in it and not on the outside like all of us?
It's from the front six, you know. We always have like the good balls, but we never have the runners. When we do have the runners, we don't have the balls, like the good balls inside, like crosses. It's just if there's something missing, you know. Like it's never both. It's never a good cross or a good pass, or it's never a good run. So, and we don't have that desire to score. So it's frustrating, but we're working on it. Trust me, we're working on it. And but yeah, I think that's what it is for me. We control every game. We have most of the possession every game, which is what I love. I love having that possession of the game, and which is once we get that first grad, we're going to get goals. So we're working on it.
Yeah, no, I know you are. I know you are. So let's go to the coaches. How are the coaches, you know, kind of handling you guys? Because, you know, this is Joshua Wolf's first run as a head coach. He's got an extensive coaching background. How are they working with you guys from the confidence standpoint? I mean, it's got to be more than just, hey, let's just keep going at it, guys, and keep working hard. Yes, that's part of it, but it's got to be a little bit more than that, right?
Yeah. At least last game, you know, we were so unlucky. We hit the post like twice, I think. We went a man down in a dumb red car. It's just, and then with 10 men, one man down, we were still playing like we had 11, 12. Like we were playing, we still possessed the game the whole second half. Like, it was just, like, coach sees the commitment we have and how bad we want to win, but we just can't get that crack in. So, but it comes from the front six, you know, about all making the runs, all making the good cross, all being there. We just got to start attacking as a group.
Well, Danny, I thank you for coming on and being so very open about this. This is a great listen for Austin FC fans, and you're a talented player. Thank you very much for coming on tonight. Continued success, and let's hope those goals will start raining in here soon, and let's start it with Vancouver on Wednesday night. How about that?
Yes, sir, will do. Thank you, guys.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.